Lisa Lupo, the Director of Communications for the Acheson Group, and I am here today with Cameron Prince, the Vice President of Regulatory Affairs. Today, we're discussing best practices in cannabis and hemp production for quality and safety to mitigate risk and protect your brand. Good morning, Cam.
Hi, how are you, Lisa?
I'm doing just great.
Good.
So today we want to talk about some of the significant product issues in cannabis edibles lately, such as the recall for mold in gummy candies and such. So how can the implementation of process-based approach to hazard analysis going beyond GMPs, how can this help keep products safer?
Well, they definitely can help keep these products safer. And I think the best way to look at this is to step back a little bit and see how this relatively fledgling industry has evolved over the past 5 years or more. And what we've seen is that initially the approach to safety and quality control was, well, let's test the product. And so there was a lot of emphasis on testing. And you probably all heard the old adage, you can never test your way to food safety. And that is really applies in this case. So the industry has matured and moved on to good manufacturing practices. And what a good manufacturing practices actually are just a series of activities that are proactive or more preventive. So there are regular programs that are brought into the facility, things like pest control, sanitation, environmental monitoring for pathogens. All these sorts of programs are brought into place and they're rigorously followed. And what you get then is an environment where food or cannabis products can be produced in a more predictably safe way. Now, that's not to say that problems can't happen. They always can. And what we're seeing now is as the more advanced companies evolve into good manufacturing practices, which are sort of based both on pharmaceutical type GMPs and also food GMPs, it's kind of a mix of the two. And so that has really improved the situation from a strictly testing point of view. However, where this all needs to go is a more hazard-based approach. And what we're going to see is increasingly HACCP or hazard analysis type concepts being brought in with GMPs. So in the food world, we would call GMPs, another term is prerequisite programs, which means those programs that must be in place to make sure that you have a foundation for good, safe products. And then you do your approach to this is greatly informed by doing a hazard analysis and really figuring out where your hazards are and then take targeted measures to eliminate those hazards. And that's really where this is all going. And I think we could anticipate that as more and more states legalize, and there is the possibility in the future of federal legislation in the U.S., this will almost certainly head in this direction with a combination of traditional GMPs that must be followed and will be enforced by state or government or U.S. federal inspectors, and FSMAR, Food Safety Modernization Act type preventive control programs. And we only have to look north to Canada to see this is the approach that has been taken in Canada in terms of federal legalization and legislation around cannabis products. So I think good companies need to have that in mind and aim for that in the future. That is the way the whole industry is going. And yeah, so if you want to be ahead of the curve, that's the way to start thinking about all of this.
Okay. Well, thank you, Cam. So what does TAG do to help companies in these areas?
Well, that's a great question. And we really have moved into this area with a lot of enthusiasm and have been on the sort of the cutting edge of how this industry has evolved. We've had clients in both US and Canada. and have been able to help those companies do exactly what we just talked about, is getting their systems in place, doing a FSMA-like preventive control or hazard analysis for edibles products, and making sure that those products are safe. So we have expertise not only in regulatory, but microbiology and chemical hazards that can be associated with cannabis products. And so we like to work closely and collaboratively with our clients with a view of a longer term relationship. So we recognize that some of these companies are small, not necessarily a lot of money for this kind of thing in the budget. And we understand that. And we want to work with companies over the longer term to mature their programs and get them to a place of confidence where they're not worrying about recalls and these sort of things that we've seen happen to some companies.
Okay. Well, thank you, Cam. And I hope that everyone has learned a little bit more about cannabis and what we need to be doing in these areas and what TAG sees as coming for the future. If you have any questions or would like to speak further with us, feel free to give us a call. Thank you, Cam.
Thank you, Lisa.